It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hopes to have 5,000 intensive care beds by April 18th. Scott Bookman with the State Health Department says the state expects a surge of patients needing those beds that could overwhelm hospitals sometime between later this month and July.
We also know that these patients are going to require intensive care. They are going to be severely ill and ventilator dependent for anywhere between an average of 11 to 20 days.
State officials have reiterated that most people with flu-like symptoms will not need medical care and should instead isolate themselves. The race for a COVID-19 vaccine is on, and so is the race for treatment. Chemist Jed Lamp with CU's Pharmacy School tells Colorado Matters that researchers with the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus are working on what's called an antiviral inhibitor.
Vaccines don't do anything for you if you're already infected with the virus. The most vulnerable people in society, so the older folks and people with pre-existing conditions, that's the group that a vaccine probably isn't going to help very much because their immune systems tend to be less effective at developing the antibodies to the virus. And so our antiviral therapies are essential to help those people.
He says CU's timeline for developing a treatment for COVID-19 is similar to the projected timeline for a vaccine, that is 12 to 18 months. The latest numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau say more than 40% of Colorado households have self-responded to the 2020 survey. That's a bit higher than the national rate. Metro counties, including Douglas and Jefferson counties, have the highest rates in Colorado so far, with responses from nearly half of their households. Counties with the lowest rates include Hinsdale in the southwest and Grand County in north central Colorado. The response rate there is under 3%. The deadline to respond to the census online, by phone, or by mail is in mid-August. This is CPR News.